The governor on Saturday signed a law that requires initiative sponsors to gather signatures from 6% of registered voters in all 35 legislative districts. That's a change from the current practice, which requires signatures from only 18 districts. The sponsors say they want to make sure initiative groups cannot just concentrate their signature gathering in urban areas. They want rural voters to have a voice as well. They say the measure does not require sponsors to collect more signatures, nor does it require people from every county to sign. The governor's decision to sign came one day after he announced he would veto two bills from the legislature that challenged his authority to act during emergencies. That had advocates of citizen initiatives hoping he would veto this bill as well. But when news broke of the bill signing, Boise Democratic Representative Ilana Rebel tweeted that she was disappointed the governor chose only to protect executive power and not the people's power. Luke Mayville, one of the sponsors of the successful 2018 Medicaid expansion initiative, believes the new law violates the state constitution.
The legislature does have a right to, you know, come up with the rules for signature gathering, but the legislature must make those rules reasonable and workable for citizens. That's a basic principle that judges have held in the past. If a constitutional right is impossible to exercise, it's really no right at all.
Mayville and his colleagues at the group Reclaim Idaho have announced their intention to challenge the new law in court. If that fails, he says, the group will launch a new initiative that aims to roll back the signature gathering rules to what they were several years ago. That's when the signature threshold was about the same, but there are no district-related requirements. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.